Cooler air on the backside of the storm system that came through last night. 57 degrees now out the door downtown. 55 in Yulee, where the penalty phase for a man who admitted to killing a Nassau County Sheriff's deputy set to resume this morning. Patrick McDowell faces either a death penalty or life in prison. Live team coverage takes us outside of the courthouse in Action News Jax's Alexis Clevenger. We've heard some gripping testimony over the last several days from all sides of this case.
Yeah, that's right. And so the defense says it has a full list of witnesses to call on today, and testimony could go until Wednesday before jurors decide whether to recommend a life or death sentence for Patrick McDowell. In court on Friday, 9 people took the stand to testify on McDowell's behalf. His defense is trying to convince the jury to spare his life because of the trauma he suffered while serving as a Marine in Iraq. Now, we heard from several men who served overseas with McDowell, but McDowell's ex-wife, Shauna McDowell, also testified. The defense asked several questions regarding the change in McDowell's behavior and personality after returning from combat in Iraq while serving in the Marine Corps. Shauna detailed one time when they were driving from California to Jacksonville, and in that she said that he nudged her and to wake her up and said he was seeing things, so he needed her to talk to him. But court resumes at 8:15 this morning.
Obviously, we heard last week as well from family members, colleagues, and others of Deputy Joshua Moyers. Have we gotten much of a sense on their emotions in terms of the decision that ultimately the jury and the judge will make, life or the death penalty? Are they pushing hard for the death penalty?
You know, his defense is trying to convince the jury to spare his life due to the trauma he suffered while serving as a Marine in Iraq.
Yeah. It's going to be a continuing gripping testimony we would anticipate from many other people who will testify again starting today. We anticipate that testimony will continue for at least the next few days before this goes to the jury. Alexis, thanks for the update, and we'll continue to follow the case. You can get our breaking news alerts when there is ultimately a verdict reach in this sentencing phase for Patrick McDowell. Just download the free WLKV app.